Good morning, everyone. This is Gary Kay, and you are listening to a special ISE edition of my Rants and Raves podcast. Next week, we'll all be in Amsterdam, and that all will include Thomas Fenton. Thomas is a senior business development manager at Peerless AV. Good morning, Thomas. How are you?
Good morning. Very well. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you. This is the big show, not only for the EMEA, but also for the world. I mean, this is the world's largest AV show. You must be really proud to be hosting that over there in Europe.
Absolutely. It's one we always look forward to every year. The team are always ready to go. It takes us a while to get everything prepared, and we're looking forward to finally showing everyone what we can do again.
Well, Peerless is a great company as a bellwether for the industry because, you know, no one can mount anything or display anything or connect anything without a company like yours. And Peerless has a big leadership position in that segment of the market. Tell me how things are going or looking for 2020 and what you are going to focus on at ISE in your, and by the way, you're in Hall 12, stand F90. Tell me what we can expect.
Yeah, so for us, we have some key product ranges which are going to be crucial to our growth in our business, not only just for us in EMEA, but globally. And two of them is obviously with our LED mounting systems. So that's been a big focus of us now for the last few years, and it's one which is a big focus for the whole industry, with that taking over LCD products with DV LED. So we're always trying to pioneer new ways to show people how to mount LED and how it's not to be scared of, and actually it's quite a simple product to use. So one thing we want to show at ISE for everyone is actually what solutions are possible. So not just thinking of an LED flat in a square 16:9 ratio on a wall is what other methods are there. So some things we're going to show are like floor track systems, which has been quite a popular one for us of recent in sort of the retail environments. As cabinets become more and more front service, or fully front service, if they're putting them into window shops or retail stores, you need to be able to move those cabinets away to do servicing, as well as obviously maintenance to the glass as well. So that's an interesting one for us.
Yeah, and let me go back to LED for just a second, because LED obviously has exploded. It's become not only a major technology for signage, but a major technology in other areas. I mean, it's even replacing projectors and flat panel displays in a lot of applications. And mounting this, although you say it's simple, does require a special mounting system, and you have some unique properties because you have products that are universal. So even if you're carrying five or six different brands of LED, you have a way to mount them with one system.
Yeah. So one thing which is tricky for us and also all mounting manufacturers is the standardization inside LED. So we're all very common with the LCD video walls and displays being of certain sizes, like a 55-inch and in a 16:9 ratio, and the mounting patterns 400 by 400, and that's common across all OEM display manufacturers. Obviously with LED, every brand has their own cabinet size and their own style of connecting and their own mounting pattern on the back, so it's always different. So one thing we always want to try to make easy is to have a universal sort of design and install solution, so no matter what the channel we're using to install, they have the same experience every time, to simplify and make that their life a lot easier.
And at ISE as well, can you tell me, so obviously the mounting solutions are one part of your business, but also Peerless AV has a lot of other products too, like the kiosks for signage and some of the other kind of unique turnkey solutions. Will you have some of those in your stand as well?
Absolutely. So we would, we've got a range of kiosks on the stands. That's also a great growing business for us in the European market. And we'll be showing stuff from outdoor to indoor, single-sided, dual-sided, showing a range of standard sort of style kiosks to very custom style. So it's not just off the shelf product, we can show you our real custom capabilities for really meeting the customer's requirements, should we say.
And again, you're in hall 12, stand F90. Thomas, is there anything else you plan on highlighting at ISE that we should talk about?
Absolutely. Yeah. So one, the big one for us is obviously our outside of just mounting products is our display products. So our XHB Extreme High Bright, one that we've been showing for a few years now. This year we'll be adding to that range from not just a 43, 49 and 55, but we'll be adding a 65 inch, but keeping all the same industry leading features that we add into our range, such as the high brightness, the IK10, widest temperature range, that is optically bonded. So that's going to be an exciting one for us as the demand for outdoor signage is for larger screens.
So 65 is the new size, is that what you said?
Absolutely, yeah, 65.
Okay. Yeah, and that product is amazing. Brian McClymans and I shot a video last year of him shooting a paint gun inside of the at the monitor while it was outside having water sprayed at it. It was pretty amusing, and it withstood all of that. So to have a 65 inch, you're right, 55 has become sort of the standard in signage, but there are a lot of applications where they want bigger screens. So to have a 65 inch, you are definitely leading the way with outdoor display technology.
It's a very exciting product for us, and one which gets a great buzz and great hype. And the 65 is going to really help excel that business for us, I think, this year as the demand for digital out of home really requests for it.
Well, you can either head over to their stand, Hall 12 F90. In fact, I encourage you to do so at ISE. Because Peerless is sort of like a glue company. They kind of hold everything together. But of course, they're at peerless-av.com. Thomas, I'd really like to appreciate you joining me today. And of course, we're going to go and shoot videos on all the things we talked about next week while we're there. So if you're listening to this during or after the show, just go to raypubs.com/ISE2020, type in Peerless in the video search window, and you'll find all those videos. Thank you, Thomas.
Thank you very much. Look forward to seeing you.
Same here. Everyone, thanks again. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.